I don't want to bet. Hey, I'm with it. You got, give the green light. Hey, I'm with it.
Hit the zap.
Hey, go ahead. I'm with it. Hey, homage.
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, Nisha get his cracks and smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
If you know like I know,
top of the moon is back.
God. I stank on that one, huh?
Had to put a little bit of goddamn
Betty White on that motherfucker. Shout out to the Golden Grills.
R.B. Betty White.
Yeah.
Episode 39, we back.
Woo!
Like a crack addict.
Looking, damn,
for the, looking for the crack.
Gargoyle.
We want it
all. This is one hell of a drug they getting on top of the moon.
Oh, it is, man. It's one of them ones. Like, if, when you ain't on top of the moon, man, you ain't on nothing.
Okay? Right, 100%.
So, you're on top of the moon, man. You're on top of any and everything that you want to be on top of. You got that?
Damn, skip it.
Now, if you want to be on top of your promo game, you want to be top of your placement, hey, hit up Mr. Organic on his Instagram. One word organic, link below in the description.
Because people might got products out there that they
want to. Definitely, because they want extra exposure. We are the best podcast going right now.
And we come from nothing, and we made ourselves something.
Damn right.
So we want to help y'all make some and promote y'all shit.
Hey, allow us to help you.
There you go.
Allow me to help you, motherfucker.
Help me help you.
Today. You know what I'm
so
saying?
If you want some product placement, make sure you DM my dog, Mr. Organic, on Instagram, man. Mr. Organic with a K. Yep. I'm tall guy on Instagram.
Yep, or email at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com. Yeah. That's an acronym for bone, one of my nicknames, man. Ball or nothing else. That's what I do.
In fact, you know what's crazy? I ain't called you bone in a long time.
Only the seed sees. You kind of didn't meet me at the bone time.
I did meet you at the bone time, nigga. I fully called you bone. Nigga, hell no.
Three of them, man.
Nigga, I call this nigga bone all the time.
See, man, crazy. Three of them time.
Man. Never, he's lying.
Three B's.
I ain't gassing. He aggravated right now. Nah, yeah, I call him bone all the time. You know what's crazy? Not only did I call you bone all the time, nigga, but you got to think about it. I think it kind of reprogrammed because once I started doing YouTube, I'm always being like, my dog, Mr. Organic, I refer to you in the name as they know you as.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just slowly but surely never called you bone again.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Because you were like, yeah, I'm reconfiguring to your
crazy, right?
YouTube name. I remember that. You should say it on the
vlog. I don't never call this nigga bone no more.
Yeah, that's over with. That's only like, it's rare that people call me that. That's super rare.
I think because even now, even like Killer, Bill, everybody, Mac, everybody that knows you, like, they're referring to you as Mr. Organic, too, because that's how the world knows you.
Majority of people that's close to me, they can just call me three of them or three.
Yeah, that's what I always just say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's just the universal, three of them or three, which is crazy. I guess easier than saying organic, definitely, than Mr. Organic.
Right. That's that's damn near government.
Yeah, it's damn near, Mr. Yeah. D.
For sure. But no, make sure if y'all want some product placement, you want to place your products in here. If you want any pictures on the wall of your product, some permanent product placement. Let's say you got a pair of shoes or a t-shirt or something and you want to wear a t-shirt, or you want the t-shirt on the stand, or you want a t-shirt stapled on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Or any of these different things. You know, make sure.
Boy, baby, you want me to eat your piece like this? Mmm. Holla at me. I eat your pH.
Mr. Organic with a K. DM him, man. You know what I'm saying? But make sure y'all tap in with Top of the Mood Podcast Clips. Too. Because Faree got the clips. He going to chop them up. You know what I mean? I'm put them on Top of the Mood Clips.
You know what I'm saying? Putting that on it. And last and week.
Yeah. And then, but make sure you still go over there and subscribe. Because that's where you're going to get the bits and pieces in case you can't watch the whole thing. Or you just want an appetizer before the main course.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to get on Top of the Mood Clips. Or you just want to watch that little short little boobity boop. You know what I'm saying? But then make sure y'all tap in with Top of the Mook on Spotify as well and all streaming platforms. It's on everything. So just make sure you don't miss it, man. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Make sure you follow my dog, Mr. Organic. Make sure you follow DC the Composer on Instagram. And he our producer. And make sure y'all tap in with Fareed, I guess.
Yeah, especially on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you comment and give us 5 stars. We'll start reading those. I'm going to read one today of the comments and the 5-star remarks. We definitely appreciate that. That put us in the algorithm because we have the number one podcast in the history of the world. So we definitely want you guys to help us get there so we can bless y'all with more understanding.
Right, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So when we start doing like the live shows and that scenario, you know, I'm going to remember your name. Like, oh, right. Me, I was the first one to get a 5. You want to be one of them ones, man.
100%, man, because 3 is definitely
one of the ones.
The and God. Speaking of,
one of the ones.
Andrew Tate.
Mm.
3 of them brain type to a certain degree, but then type now with other things, but
nigga,
type.
Nigga nerd version of the God. You know what I mean?
He a nigga nerd?
This is from the seed that's bought. It's different. You know what I'm saying?
So why you think his is different than you?
Because without that, I'm still that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Without no money, I'm still three of them, the guys.
I mean, but without the money, he was still kickboxer type, mastermind, genius type.
Who plays chess? That's fucking corny. Kickboxer is lame and weird. Mm. Kickboxers. I'm three of them, the guy, man. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Without money, women did what I want.
I got a down pack. You know how we was always trying to find you a good person to box with? I think that'd be a good person for you to get in the ring with.
I don't fight black people.
Oh, he is black, ain't he?
Mm, yeah, black dad.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that.
It was a white man. I beat the shit out of him.
See, but he's a boy. He's always going back and forth. He got black dad.
Yeah.
Mom white, I'm assuming.
No.
And you just call him black. Before, you called him white boy.
When?
You say white boy to me?
I say, yeah, nigga nerd. I just said that.
But no, I said white boy. You called him black. You say, I don't fight black people.
Right? I called him a nigga nerd.
Yeah, but you still say he was a nigga. We talking about going in the ring with him.
He is a nigga.
Yeah. Well, why you always calling mixed niggas white boys? Nigga?
Oh, you a white boy.
See, look.
He ain't got green eyes. If you got green eyes, you a white boy. Come on now, goddamn it. If you light skin, green eye, curly hair, and all that shit, you're white, dude. You know what I'm saying?
So it's the green eyes. That's what it is.
You definitely would have been in the house, nigga, back in the day. You definitely would have had your ass in the house, 7 foot nigga, be protecting the door and shit with a gut butler suit on. You would have been in the house, boy, making the butter biscuits and all that, chilling. You'd have been good, boy. You had the good motherfucking marble floor bed.
I bet his son that he didn't want to account for her.
No question. Thomas Jefferson's son. You know what I'm saying? You can't fool me, boy. I'd have been out there, I'd have to do everything. I'd have all the finagles, man. I'd have been working hard to the motherfucker, man, out there, and that'd feel hot, man. You know what I'm saying? But you've been my dog still, though. You've been sneaking me extra biscuits. You know what I'm saying? You'd have sneaked me some extra biscuits and all that. You know what I'm saying? But you have been in there, that old side. Yeah. Tap dancing in my way. I look through the window. I see you in there.
I just text the police. I told him, come get this nigga, man. Come get this nigga.
That nigga, man. I looked through the, look at my nigga Slim. He in there. Tap dancing for all the whites in there. Play the piano.
Jimmy Cree, huh? WB Frog, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been out there sweating. Look at this motherfucker, man. Nigga get there dancing, we get to laughing. Then you sit down with the whole jug of goddamn gin, laughing at us. Nigga, I had to
with that good hooch.
Yeah, oh yeah. Sitting there with your feet, with your shoes off. Fucking they niggas, yeah, you're laughing, but look at me now. You know what I'm saying? Take one of them good white motherfuckers in the back, you good. God damn. But
nah, man, you stupid, yeah, man.
I'm joking though, listen, I'm on some real shit. I fuck with Andrew Tate, right? I do. But at the same time, it's over.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro, I thought you did.
Yeah, yes.
Because you told me you did.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little peach.
You were supposed to get on Fresh and Fit. Shout out to my dog, Fresh and Fit, man. Him and Myron. Shout out to Myron.
Shout out to Fresh. They supposed to have me on for a whole week with Andrew Tate.
Right before he moved on.
But I had to do some, I had to do a piece with some other business. Yeah, some other business I was taking care of, man. So it wasn't like I
that'd blew it off. Legendary,
man,
it was that'd be hella entertaining.
It was for a whole week. Yeah. I'm supposed to be there for the whole week, me and him on there going crazy. And it's right before you blew, too.
Right.
But it's all good. Everything happened for a reason. Yeah,
y'all been going crazy.
And I probably been out there in Croatia fucking big pussy. I've been in some good Croatia.
Is that where you had in Croatia?
Yeah, in Croatia. Okay. Crazy. So yeah, I've definitely been out there. But yeah, but end of the day, you know, salute to him. We just getting to this. But they banned him on all platforms. Now, his message is predominantly, you know, top level alpha talk and high value man talk. I get all that to a certain degree, but all that extra like women posts, it's like women, it's a little too much for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I always had women do whatever I want my whole life, so it ain't a problem for me to be in that predicament. So I don't know, some of it just over the top. You know what I'm saying? Right. But overall, his message overall, it's a good message. It's overall about believing in yourself, working hard and all that, and getting money and be strong and nigga fuck. It's perfect. It's really how you're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? The only thing, some of the stuff with the women shit is a little extra, but he give love to women too, but it's just, some of that shit is like, come on, bro, that's unnecessary. You know
too Bogart, you think?
It's too Bogart. Like, nigga, it ain't that serious to me. Like, bitch, make your own decisions. I don't give a fuck. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to make you bow down to me. I'd rather have women have their own stuff too. So if I don't like you, don't like me, you can leave. And you be all right. I don't want you leave with nothing and then your life in shambles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you might want to come back with a vengeance thing.
Yeah, I want you to build yourself up while I'm already up. and you got a decision. I'm good enough. I can leave. Yeah, go ahead and leave. Or we build together and keep going and go to the top, and that's a blessing. Right. But I don't want you to have nothing. You just sit in the house and you do what I say. And all, man, get your own shit going on. So if I say something you don't like, you can leave and can do shit bigger and better than me. You
don't get now.
Oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Andrew Tate, man. But they bend him on all platforms. You're just getting in this, man. And hey, man, it is what it is. When you become the number one Google search man in the world, it come with that. Money or not, nigga, you still a black nigga. You got to deal with it.
It's a good propaganda piece, though, don't
he? He didn't play no game.
Oh, yeah. Number one search person in the whole time? Damn. Mm. So technically, I mean, you're the most famous motherfucker of that timeline. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers Googling you. I seen that, brother.
Not now.
I ain't know if that was the pizza or something you had last night type you was talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to eat that motherfucker. Yeah. I eat Keister last night. No, I didn't eat Keister last night.
She had a scab on her ass or something.
Nah,
that's what it looked like.
Nah, brother, I'll leave that for the, you know what I'm saying, the less unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? It's the God here. But, yeah, man, yeah, it comes with a lot. And to be the most searched person, yeah, you type the most famous man in the world. And he was saying that. And, right. Yeah, right after that, it was over for him.
You think he was too dictator with it type?
Yeah, to an unnecessary level. You got to give people a choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I understand. It's propaganda. You're pushing your narrative and you're taking it to the extreme level. In reality, you're probably thinking and move at a 7, but you want to put it at a 10 to get that energy up there, that character up there. And I get it. And
right.
People took it out of context, ran with it by them beating a woman that actually said he didn't beat her. There was his mutual, all that weirdo stuff. They're going to pull everything up. I've been through all that stuff before, too. That's like, I got more stuff motherfucker going to pull up and say and all that. So I understand. I understand that part, but I ain't trying to be all that Bogart to know. You know what I mean?
Well, right, 100%.
Nothing to me, man.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is I don't really have an angle to really look at it where I think it's from a bad light or a good light. I think he was doing him.
Yeah.
And he was doing what he wanted.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Even that program he did, like from his Hustlers University, to have everybody who signed up for that to make videos and stuff and post them and make
that was genius.
That was raw. He did, like he said himself, he made the Uber of social media.
Right.
He made the Uber of monetization.
Yep.
Like everybody don't do it for me. I don't have my own. And then it goes across the world, and I just sit back and let it go.
Yeah.
And it worked, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to him, man. He built a new little program to do that, and that was top level, man.
Yeah, for sure.
The top G.
And, I mean, he made a name for himself. And then he didn't do it doing no fraudulent shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That we know of. They trying to tap into his finances now, of course.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put like they tap into all his finances, actually put like a hold on his finances to his Hustlers University Club thing, so... You know they're going to do that. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I predicted this a month ago. I said, this is going to happen. They're going to cancel him. He's going to end up in jail or something from either women or some financial stuff. So.
You did call that way before it happened.
Because it's too Bogart. It's too, like, people ain't going to accept that. You know what I mean? You're not Donald Trump, nigga. You ain't no white man.
He was going pretty dumb, wasn't he?
Yeah, only Donald Trump could do that, man. Yeah. And they still raided his crib. You know what I'm saying?
Right, 100%.
Come on, bro.
Huh. Well, so you think they'll ever let him back on social media? Because Steve O'Dewitt got banned too, right?
I don't know
if Steve O'Dewitt got banned from everything, though, did he?
Banned from YouTube.
Yeah, it was just YouTube.
Yeah, just YouTube took his YouTube down. And so he didn't get banned for everything like that. He getting banned across his whole life.
Yeah.
They're trying to ban his existence. You know
what I seen the interview he did on Bradley Martin's channel.
That was a good interview.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bradley Martin. I still beat your ass, boy. Shout out to him. I actually like him. He actually cool.
Yeah, he seemed cool. Both of them actually cool.
He like good black women, too. He like good black pussies, yeah.
I mean, come on. What white man don't?
That was the first one, wasn't it? That was the one of the ones getting that interracial.
I think I got here?
One of the ones. Huh? That's white man. That's black man with white. That's normal.
No, but I'm just still saying. You know, they was doing that back then.
That's infrastructure.
They was, you know what I'm saying? Doing that,
they cracked it open.
Yeah, cause I don't think it was just off the ripper. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely was one of them niggas like, I'm gonna get some of this good motherfucking African.
I'm gonna tell you why though, because you gotta think about it. If it goes way back then, right, and there were slaves and there was the white people, right? There were slave owners and then the slaves.
Right.
The bitches back then, they wasn't choosing up on the white. You'd die. So
it was how you think a
nigga like me? How you think a nigga like me got here? Exactly, it was Pierre Bogart. It was, you know what I'm saying?
Full rapery.
So yeah, so that don't really surprise me. You know what I'm saying? But Bradley Martin seemed like a cool dude, and it's 2022. So if black man want to be a white woman, white woman want to be a black man, or vice versa, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's 2022. Do what you want.
That's true.
But the thing is he actually seemed cool when they was sitting there talking. But they was having some big white man talk with each other. Talking about he want to fuck his mom.
Too weird. He want to fuck his sister or something.
He want to fuck Bradley Martin's daughter.
No, his daughter when she get 18.
Oh, he did that wouldn't even be funny to me. There's a difference between how white people be talking and how black people talk, brother. Because that would have never been cool. Like, that's not even funny.
Just like Jackass was entertaining to us at one point.
Right.
Then it went full just.
Two white man mode.
Come on, man. Like, you look at what is that, man?
Big Caucasian, man.
If you look at the one that's on Netflix big right now, the 4.5, like, let me watch it. It was nothing but shoving in your ass and put this in your butt and the dick of this and semen of that. And
it's crazy.
I'm walking around naked around there. Like,
yeah, black people ain't doing shit like that, bro. Weird, bro.
But I ain't gonna lie. Let me tell you something. Because I talked to,
well, at least most,
Riley Rabbit on her podcast today. Niggas is getting on white man level with their weirdness now.
Yeah.
You see the nigga in the pet store sniffing asses, man.
That was crazy.
That's a nigga.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about they're there. We know they're there. You know what I'm saying? But it's just so much more like mainstream with white people okay.
Because that's what I'm saying. Because white people are more open with the weirdery.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, the shit you said with Kevin Gates when you was like, who was it that was here? You was like, would you have done that? Was it Sway? Was it somebody? When you was here, you was like, would you have done that? When you saw somebody's girl?
Yeah.
Now think about it.
White people are normal.
That's normal. They white like people that. Talking like that is normal.
That's fucking
but
normal.
But with Kevin Gates, us black people, you see another black dude saying.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, what?
Because that's weird. See, yeah, even that, how he talking, culture, yeah. That's crazy.
In the culture, for sure.
That's weird white people shit. Yeah. I'd even speak like that.
Right.
But niggas is getting up there, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not disagreeing with
you. Yeah, because we'd be like John Wayne Gacy and all that. But I think the number one silicone was a black nigga like in Cleveland that somehow had all the women in his crib and all that. It was a nigga that had the most. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, man, we
never heard of him.
Yeah, we're getting up there with the weirdery, brother.
Yeah, and then you got to think what's the influence in it too. Rappers, some weird ass rappers that be out there doing that shit,
painting their faces.
Come on, bro, putting on dresses,
yelling, I'm gonna be doing all that weird.
Yeah, bro, like that shit's crazy, dog. So it's like, yeah, but the interview all in all was good between Steve Will Do It and Bradley Martin.
Besides all the weird white mode,
and when I respect Steve Will Do It for going all in like how he did. You know what I'm saying?
That's only how you do it though on YouTube.
That's the only way you're gonna win.
He was going dollar for dollar.
That's the only way you're gonna win in life.
Yeah, if you want to go big.
Yeah, for sure.
Either buying or
said
either
he was
going
getting
in,
a million that month, putting a million right back in the pot.
Either going all in and not counting costs and time. And hopefully it works for you, or going in when it's at the lowest point when everybody else is scared.
Yep.
When everybody's scared to jump,
you're
the only nigga that run goddamn Thelma Little Weezy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You gotta do the Batman jump to get out that cave.
Yeah, that's only there's no people that win
don't
big
put
in
on,
life.
Don't put on that rope.
Yeah, that's the only how they go big. So we salute anybody do that. Like Mr. Beast was voted, he was ranked number one. YouTuber
spending $40 million, putting $40 million back in, getting $40 million, putting it back in.
$54 million this year.
$54 million this year. Damn.
1 year, 54.
Yeah. But you know the thing is it's respectable, it's commendable. Steve Will Do It, Mr. Beast, anybody else has ever done this.
Jake Paul was going dollar for dollar.
Excuse me. Us, we went dollar for dollar. Same
still
shit.
Still do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, still do. So here the thing is, I'm off the hamster wheel. But the thing is when you're doing that kind of shit. You hope to win big, but there's times when you don't, and you got to be able to weather those storms, right? When it don't, right? Now, here's the flip side to it, too, right? So, when you already know about it.
I ain't gonna lie, man. My was so juicy. My boy that squirted on me, baby. Squirting my mouth, baby. I didn't know you was a squirter, baby. Squirt on my nose.
Damn, man.
She squirted in my mouth, baby. Damn, why you ain't warned me, baby? I would have brought the other sheets out. Nasty girl.
Three on his shit.
Oh, Lord!
But no, man. So
tastes like piss.
Three on Slim.
Choose! You know what piss tastes like, huh?
Oh, yeah. I drank a lot of squirt my time. It's same shit.
It's about the same shit, huh?
Yeah. That's what they say, so fuck it. That's what scientifically they say it is. So, goddamn it, give me more. Give me some more.
Yeah, some crazy shit behind science with that, isn't it?
That's what they say, man. So, fuck it. Give me more.
Damn, fuck it.
I'm bullshit. I'm joking, but you gotta say I'm serious. But you gotta say I'm joking. It's to cover the ground.
I'm gonna get back to what we was talking about. But real quick,
right?
Because last time you talked about on the podcast that you couldn't piss last time when you needed to piss in Shorty's mouth.
Yeah.
Right. Have you been successful since?
Nah, she already went back to Guatemala.
Okay, I thought maybe you tried it with somebody different after.
Nah, ain't nobody else was that open to the pissery, man.
The jig is up.
Until next time, huh?
I mean, until next time, brother. Batman will do what Batman do. You hear me?
Okay. Until then, back to the cave.
Yeah, back to the goddamn...
Damn!
Gargoyle cave.
Night watch.
Hey,
speaking of that real quick, have you been watching the new the Dragon of Thrones or whatever the fuck that shit called?
I don't watch none of that shit.
Yeah, that shit's hard, though.
Game of Thrones
is hard, too.
I was on that shit years ago. You talking about the dragons and all that?
Yeah.
I don't watch none of that bullshit.
Not even the old one?
I almost said the F word out this moment.
Now, you do fuck with Lord of the Rings.
I used to, but I ain't
Smeagol
up to no,
and all that.
I ain't up to no episodes of watching it and all that.
Oh, yeah, I watched the Power of the Rings, too. That shit hard, too, Chad.
I bet it is hard.
That shit hard, nigga. I ain't gonna hold you.
But I know I turn that joint, I ain't gonna turn it off. So I be like, I try to avoid it. But I need to see the Power of the Rings. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't with the Game of Thrones.
That shit hard though.
House of Dragons.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm just saying though. It's a spawn.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and I still watch
it's like the prequel to Game of
Before
Thrones.
Before the House dragons, let yes. the girl out. House and all of Dragons. That.
Yeah.
And that's cool, but I ain't got time. I'll watch the Power of the Rings though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that one though. I'm gonna catch
it. Yeah. So the Game of Thrones is too like Yu-Gi-Oh type for you.
Yeah, big. Yu-Gi-Oh type. Goddamn. What's that shit when they did the cartoons? But they be like, and all that. What's that?
Hell no, not that way.
They run over stuff.
I have no idea.
What they powering up. What's that?
No fucking idea.
Come on, man.
Bro, I don't know.
Anime, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, anime. Okay, yeah. I never watched that.
That's too anime.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
They be having real anime porn on that.
They serious. Know them women be tight. Fine, though. Big titties. I be sure. Looking for free laughing. He be squeezing off to anime.
Yeah, free be gripping it tough too, hard.
Anime porn watching, man. They be shoving 90-foot cocks and bitches. They be acting crazy. I ain't no anime dude, man. But I did, I think I watched one kind of anime. I guess Samurai, Afro Samurai. That was type anime when I was younger. Yeah, he was a black nigga.
He was watching anime porn?
No, hell no. Oh. I don't watch porn, brother. Okay. I'm a no.
When did you stop watching porn?
About 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, brother.
Never even went back and sprinkled in a little bit?
Oh, man. 6-7 years ago, man. When I stopped masturbating, I stopped watching porn. I killed 2 addictions at one time, sir. It's called NoFap.
Okay.
And I'm saying when I did that, I started YouTube and I became rich.
Okay.
Unlocked something.
That helped something, huh?
Most definitely. Nigga. I told you back then that helped me.
You did.
You know what I'm saying?
You did.
I still run this course to this day, man. It just unlocks something when you take your actions to a different level instead of getting instant gratification to something you don't deserve. Right. So if you really want to get busted nut, go get a woman, nigga. Go earn, do your work, and get a woman and get that.
Don't
try to look at some porn and get your rocks off and cheating and all that. Nah, go do the work. Go earn it, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So it just puts you in a position of earning everything you want in life.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know, it's unlocked something.
But you used to beat some shit all the time.
Even though I was fucking hundreds of bitches, I was doing it anyway, so it ain't really stopped the guy from getting pussy. But it was like, but that was something that help me though, because it's addiction. Like you
broke through.
Yeah, and you kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You stop masturbating, you stop watching porn. That's a blessing. That's tough for niggas. One is, but you do both.
Yeah, because you was full Terry Crews before then, weren't you? I remember you telling me that.
What's that?
With the full addiction, with it tight.
Nah, hell no. I wasn't that level, but it just once a day type. It wasn't none of that weirdo shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't no big goddamn Kurt Franklin in me. Yeah, I'm on that type of time. Like, weirdo shit. No, it wasn't that serious.
What's that?
You know what I'm saying? There's an Oprah for that shit. I ain't addicted to porn and all that. Man, come on, bro. No one acting that dumb. It's just 1 squeeze. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it,
One
brother.
Squeeze a day?
Just to keep the money.
Did you switch it up or you had your go-to mooks?
I had the go-tos for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
You find them go-tos, you had your categories and all that. You got to have your categories. Crucial.
Had your genres, huh?
Oh, is it genres? Yeah. Start with a G, ain't it? Genres, boy. Woo! Everybody comment below your genre, brother. Them categories say a lot about you, boy. Talking about that fold, that PAWG, them fogs. You know what I'm saying? The cream pies. Yeah, nigga. Hey, you got to have what you like, brother.
You know what I'm saying? They got type. They be doing some wild
but
shit.
But you can't go too far.
So go to the dark side.
That's why you got to get off it. Because you'll go, just telling you, nigga, it's just real. Niggas be going too, because you're going to look at everything type. Midgets and all this, and fats, and I want the hairy bushes.
You always say you want you a midget, though.
I want one.
Yeah.
I want two.
You never got your midget, though, huh?
Nope. Not really. You know what I'm saying? Like
little
a midget,
people.
Midget.
Little people.
Like
people.
Little small
little
folk.
Little person.
Yeah, small folk.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're going to start going too dumb, bro. You start looking at some wild shit, animals. Yeah. You look at,
because I remember you sent me one a long time ago. It was like the little mini Britney Spears type you sent me.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
That was like, what, back in 2018 when you sent me that?
That was a while back, bro.
I said, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah, they get crazy, bro. So you just want to kill it before you get too, you know what I'm saying, heinous out here, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it happens, man. It's just life. Everybody know what I'm talking about. Y'all do. You know what I'm
y'all
saying?
Y'all do.
You will see like a transgender fucking woman. They're like, nigga, what I'm watching?
What?
I went too far. Yeah, fuck the shit out of them, too. Yeah.
No.
People are like, God damn, that motherfucker, why are you a fool looking like a woman fucking another woman? You're like, God, what the fuck is going on here? Tearing it up, too, standing in it. Why? So that's why you just get off, because you're acting too dumb looking at what you're looking at. Give it up, man.
Shit.
So y'all out there, stop watching porn, yeah. Stop masturbating, guys. It's coming from Mr. Organic.
Yeah, I remember I thought you were telling me it was something a long time ago. You were saying you stopped watching, though, because of, so I'm telling him, capping right now. Y'all. He told me, he said he don't need to watch porn because you do it better than nigga. I remember you telling me something like that.
I
so
mean,
you
yeah,
said,
everybody.
He said, here what he told me. He said, listen, man, I don't need to watch that shit no more, man. I'm watching it for the game. I ain't got
nothing
to gain.
I did steal all the understandery from my nigga Wesley Pipes, Rico Love. I know the names. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Frank Steed, the niggas did the rap, light skin niggas to rap for you, fuck the pussy.
So they did their job properly, you remember them?
I got all the moves, nigga. I learned it. Now, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Shout out to you niggas. Wesley Pipe, I salute you, nigga. I'll just give you props. Because that nigga was funny, and he said, nigga, he wasn't playing in there.
Yeah.
Salute him, man. I want to meet that nigga. I ain't gonna
lie. Stole the blueprint,
the Marcus nigga is the fuck with the booze. I met that nigga out here. He kind of my buddy. What's up, my nigga? I met him at the strip club out here. My nigga. Yeah, the nigga that's fuck Superhead and all that.
Oh, back in the strip club like 2017, or no, 2019, 2020.
Yeah, when I first out here. Yeah,
I remember he was going
the,
to, yep.
Yeah. Like,
oh, you seen him there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was cool.
How'd you know it was him?
Nigga, everybody know that nigga. You don't know him when you see him, nigga. Trying to play it all like you don't know. Man, I know you from somewhere. Nigga, I'll do pun. You know what I do in this motherfucker, nigga. You done seen what I done did, boy. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Mr. Market, nigga. Shout out to you, brother. Cool nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But I learned all. I was, nigga, getting game.
But now you was getting the game. Now they can't fuck with you.
Now all the girls, I be soft. Everything I do, OnlyFans, they be trying to get me to do that, all that weird shit. Like, bitch, I'm just a know what I'm doing, nigga, with that understanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, relax, baby. I got millions of dollars. Can't have my ass up in the air and all that shit.
Not publicly.
Yeah, definitely not publicly. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing here, bitch? Behind closed door, that motherfucker, boop, Boston crab. Put the leg right there. Go there, go down. Yeah, they got it.
What you say behind the closed door? You said, boop. What's that?
That's your leg, like this. My one leg. One leg like this, look. And I'm laying this long back. Other leg straight.
You making that face doing some blue?
Get me right, baby. Look it down. Hmm? Yeah, three of them.
So wait, is there a time where like you prefer? Do you gotta, you know what I'm saying?
It all depends, man. You go off the rhythm of the woman. You
know, okay.
They always gonna travel where they want to travel. You just expedite the expedition.
You just, okay, you just guide them.
Got the guy.
He's a tourist guy.
Yeah, they looking for that. They wander around and say, oh, go over there. What's over there?
They come just on. Don't know. They beating around the bushes.
Just go to it, baby. I'm with it. You gotta let them know, baby, I'm nasty too. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta let them know. Cause they ain't gonna know until you tell them. They be right. Like, I don't want to bet. Hey, I'm with it.
You got, give them the green light.
Hey, I'm with it. Hit the tap. Hey, go ahead. I'm with it. No, I'm sorry. Your secret's safe with me. You know what I'm saying? Yes, hey, no. Where's Charles at? You got the right one, baby. No, I'm
nah, he's dumb. He's dumb, man.
Oh,
what
God.
The fuck, bro? Nah, so listen, man. All right, that's funny as fuck. So let's get back to it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you got a little, we got a little sidetrack, man.
Oh,
so we were talking about Stephen doing Bradley Barton, right?
Shout out to Stephen.
I had to say,
it,
man,
Bradley
listen,
Barton.
One thing I respect, that's a whole totally different trajectory. We're going to the whole different side of the planet. We was just at the
hit that D Wayne one, Jeff.
We was in the dark wave or the dark abyss.
Yeah, we went there.
Now let's really back real quick before we get to a D Wayne situation.
Yeah, go down lower for you.
So when Steve will do it, and Bradley Martin had that conversation. You know one thing that I pulled
right
from
there.
That, and I really respected about that conversation before we jump to the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
How he was transparent
to
with the
right.
funds. right? How he was transparent with the funds of what he was dumping in, taking the money, dumping it back in. And not only just that, though, but also talked about, kept it transparent, is how his main channel was his livelihood.
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? That always counts. Because you're helping people you don't know you're helping.
For sure.
Because, you know, a lot of us YouTubers, a lot of us that's in this, you know,
game. Because I gave my transparency.
Yes, you did. You know what I'm saying? And that helps a lot more than people need to know. You know what I'm saying? It's something that should be done more. Stop putting a facade of everyone's perfect.
Right.
And we don't have emotions and no one can get to me and I'm not going through nothing. No,
it's all wins, no losses.
Nah, we always go through shit. It's ups and downs and lefts and rights, man. It's the way it is. So, and what that does for people that go through shit is remarkable. So we gotta do that more. So shout out to Steve, will do it, and he's showing his vulnerable side, and that shit real, bro. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, shout out to Jake Paul, did that shit before too, and I salute him on that.
Yeah, he said James Harden DM'd his girl too.
Yeah, he roasted him. Yeah, yeah, and that was funny. He was going crazy. Girl type cool too. She got a cool little YouTube channel.
They was going dumb talking.
That was funny.
Well, that was
hell.
Smart of him to get her to start that channel because it was after his deleted.
And she did a good job too. They did a good job.
I didn't watch it, but yeah, the thing is I knew it was smart because it popped up on my feed and I said, he going to find a way to get back in the MOOC.
And he in the MOOC and she's saying the steak MOOC and all that. And I'm like, hey, y'all need to pay us. But he did it right. And she just doing basically what he was doing.
Yep, 100%. And then got her editing there proper. And he was talking about it. I didn't see it, but he was saying like, got her editors together, all the different stuff. He was talking about how to trim down videos. He was giving some real shit now.
Nigga, she got one of the coldest.
He went. He was a
big white man.
That's smart.
For sure. How you talking about the breakdown?
Go through the chick, boo. But you got to know. YouTube ain't dumb, nigga. They know your ass right there. We're going to fry her ass too, nigga.
Oh, shit. Hopefully not, man. That'd be two.
Big Caucasian, man.
Hey, man. Shit. It is what it is, nigga. You lie where you fall, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, I did appreciate that transparency because the thing is when y'all watch social media, social media can be big smoke and mirrors sometimes.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't really know what you'll see everything they got going on, but you don't know what it's taking to sustain and maintain it.
That's true.
What it is to get more because social media is what have you done for me lately world. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, you know, what we've done is historical time. What he did was historical, you know, but Bradley Martin said something to him in the moment where he said, because it doesn't matter at what level or y'all think it is or whatever. Once you create a lane, you know what I'm saying, and you really done that, you pave a way for so many other people to come behind you. So, you know, whether that window of opportunity lasts for a long time or a short time, you know, when you talk about it, you know, the people that's still in that lane where it hasn't capsized or anything, with you know, it helps them as far as normalizing what comes with this shit, right? Even for us, we fully in this world. We've been doing this for almost 6 years. And watching it and seeing that conversation, I could appreciate and respect and commend what he has done. You know what I'm saying? Do I agree with everything he's done? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do I disagree with everything he's done? Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? But the thing was, is there was a moment in the conversation where he was sitting there saying, like, you know, through it all, you know, all the shit of him dealing with it, right? What that does to the mental and different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respected it. I really respected it.
It was real. It came from a real space, and then it got kind of weird, but, you know, salute to that man.
Talking about jacking off his dog and shit. Like, that was crazy. That's fool. That's fool.
Big white man.
He went too, goddamn.
Big white man.
He went too big.
Crazy
big
bars.
Big Caucasian man.
No, for sure. Crazy bars, you couldn't even tell whether the nigga was joking or being serious.
He said it was joking, but of course you're going to say it after the fact.
Yeah, you know might have thought about it after
tight.
It came out too organically tight.
Yeah, you know? Speaking of that weird shit, Dwayne Wade legally files to change his transgender son daughter, Zaya name and gender. So, okay.
He's turning his son to his daughter.
Yeah.
How you feel about it?
So this is what I'm saying. I think I'm over like 10 years old, 11, I don't know. A kid, man. Shout out to whatever you want to do, right? I guess. Mm-hmm. People change their
2022.
Mind. 2022. But I guess it's 100% he glued on. That's his kid, right? I ain't tripping off that. So what about...
Because he went before it was the surgery too, right?
I don't think he went full surgery.
But Boosie was saying something about it. What was Boosie talking about? I never did no due diligence.
Hey, brother, I don't know. I know for sure.
But I'm saying...
Ain't no 11-year-old getting full goddamn understandery on the bottom metery. I know that.
He's changing the name. And
that's what I'm saying, though. So this is what I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, that's fine. And then it's 2022. Do what you want to do. Okay, what they do, but they got to buy. So what's going to happen when a motherfucker 18 and you done got the wig on, you still got the motherfucking meat and potatoes and all that, and you go on a date with somebody because now you classified as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Your name changed to a woman. You got a woman ID and all that, and I take you on a date. And I don't know you, I'm just going, and you ain't saying nothing because you know the rights, they ain't got to say nothing or nothing like that.
They ain't got to say nothing?
How? They don't got to say nothing. And your ID, your name is this high.
So they don't got to disclaim that?
No.
Oh, shit.
So what you supposed to do if you run into that when you go down the Yellow Brick Road? And the motherfucker ain't told you from the move. Like, hey, let me tell you.
You said still meat and potatoes type. You said
still meat and potatoes, man.
Okay. So here, that's crazy. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so that's the jig.
But let's flip it, though.
Okay.
Let's real quick and let's double back to what you were saying. If, let's say, same situation, 18, 19 years old, but don't got the meat and potatoes. They don't got to disclaim it.
Ooh,
but then a dude
that's
slide.
Even crazy. That's even crazy.
If a dude slide, is he gay?
Is he? I don't know what's going on, brother. Big Twilight Zone.
And then, this is some high nigga conversation. Anybody out there is high right now.
They gonna be
to
like this. They gonna find out they gonna be like this. Hear that.
I ain't gonna lie to you though, champ. That would be
tight week.
I'm gonna do this though. I saw somebody did this right here. This definitely gonna be me.
Oh shit.
You ain't got no grenade on this motherfucker, DC? I need a bazooka.
You want to blow the motherfucker up.
Atomic bomb, preferably.
Nuclear, the sashimi motherfucker.
So it's like, I saw a motherfucker got not guilty for that, too.
You sent it to me. I seen it, too.
So hey, that's an option, too.
So wait, hold on.
I don't know what
to say. What does that make the nigga, though? Is he gay? Because now you got to think. It's a man converted to a woman.
It's a woman on the ID, name and everything.
Texturally, though, like.
And cut the whole goddamn zucchini off. No zucchini, ain't no Swedish meatballs, nothing. It's straight the man-made goddamn cavern.
Okay, so I don't know nothing about this, so I don't want to sound ignorant.
We're
right?
just asking, because we don't know.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Help me.
So if 18, 19-year-old dude gets converted to a woman.
Converted,
right?
Name, yeah. Body, everything.
Everything, no meat and potatoes. And another nigga slide.
Right.
You got to be able to
was
tell
he in the, I don't, was no, he you, in the Was he in a new man-made motherfucker, or he was in the motherfucking cake, the dark hole? God, think about that.
I mean, if it's done properly, then it should be, it's like time.
I'm just saying, what if you say, no, we're just going to do this one now. He just tricked them type. He just went for that one and go for that one type.
Oh, bloody. Damn. Okay, but wait, let's say
and if we're saving that for marriage or something.
Oh, hell. Then, bro, you, so, okay, hold on, wait.
Putting all types
so,
of shit
yeah, that was wild. That was wild. Now, you went way over there with that one. That Bam! Was, whoa.
Okay, I'm just playing. Okay, but look. Okay, just regular, right?
Shoo!
Had you lost, huh?
Yeah, that was wild. No, I wasn't lost. I was right there with you, but I don't even know how to reply
that
to that.
Was too much, I know.
But if a nigga slide,
right?
The nigga got to be. I don't know the science behind it, bro. But there's no way you could nip and tuck that motherfucker to make it feel like the real deal. Holyfield.
Listen, I ain't gonna listen. I had somebody I know, one of my friends.
Somebody you know.
He said he was talking to one, didn't know, right? But if you know you on internet, I probably didn't DM one of the motherfuckers before in my life, bro. Huh. No offense, but it happens when you're just a savage.
Moving too fast.
Yeah, moving too fast. Okay. And then you be like, oh shit, let me fall back.
But once you find out,
get out the room, buddy. Watch out below.
Not with the trumpet.
Yeah. So, but.
Now, bro,
motherfucker.
Like,
done did it again. God damn it, call the police.
I'm gonna get this motherfucker.
Cause somebody called the police on this nigga.
Yeah, I call him on myself.
Let's go. 911, I got a motherfucker breaking shit. All right, so listen.
911, hey, I'm back.
Hello, I'm back again. Yeah, I know man. I call all the time. I got a motherfucker in my home breaking shit. No, I'm sorry. But listen up. Listen, so he said he had a better chick, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
On the, like, you know, social media or whatever. But motherfucker said, okay, yes, I'm gonna let you know before you get too far. I am a man. But I had the surgery, but it's gone, right? And the guys that I've had encounters with say it's better.
I hit my elbow
I'm just
there.
Letting you know where I can go to deep end. Okay. It's better than the regular move.
No.
That motherfucker
stop,
said.
Bro. Stop. He playing.
Swear to God.
Stop.
The nigga said that, bro.
No, bro. Stop.
So he told that nigga that, trying to entice him. Talking about, hey, I'm just going to let you know. I know you're probably not talking anymore, but I'm letting you know. The men I've been with said it's better than the natural mook, the GMO pussy.
Trying to spike his curiosity type.
See, that's how they get you, looking at porn and all them wild goddamn
and
categories.
It made a nigga think. It
you
made
and that
nigga
motherfucker watching porn, meat, all
here's
type
the
of
real question. Did your mans follow through?
Nah, of course not, bro.
Or is that?
I mean, hell no. I get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? My dog didn't do that shit. But
also, somebody, okay.
Somebody I know, personally. Okay, so it's like, and like I said, it's not nothing that I even see, because like I said, I've done DM motherfuckers on numerous times who ask, I'm like, God damn it, I'm moving too quick. Let me look through all the pictures. Embarrassing, weird motherfucker, me.
Okay, so let's say you're in that same situation. She pull up.
That's devastating.
But no, but then says that to you. What's your response? Free to DC laughing.
This is what you got to be nice as possible. Because you try to go crazy, they're going to roast you. So you got to be cordial, brother.
Okay, so just work with me here.
Yeah.
So let's say, they're getting ready to tell you. And next you know, it's like they do it abruptly. Like, hey, look, here's what I got going on, man.
I'm oh, hell no.
Why Swaggy, just want to let you know.
The jig is up. The jig is up. The jig is up.
Drive by, motherfucker. Like, hell no, bro. That's going too far. But that's
so,
what I'm saying.
Okay, when's it they just said it? They just said, hey, nicely. Just want to let you know, like they did with your mans.
Like you didn't know when they got to the crib? Or you talking about
they
like
got to
the
crib. They got to the crib.
And they just kept it cool. Because you know they got and rules. You they got
to
say nothing.
You keep trying to touch on it. And then next you know.
Come on, bro. You're going too far.
I'm touching
and all that.
Okay, on, all right, okay. All right. But they just get here. And they're like, hey, listen, I know what you on. Because you three of them. You send out them texts.
For
like,
sure.
Hey, when you get here, it's yeah, on.
You send the memes.
And they're like, yeah. And they getting back. They going back and forth with you. Then next you know, they get here.
You got to send a nasty memes, guy. That's a little.
It's like a pregame before the actual game.
Because they you nasty. Well, don't come over this motherfucker. Yeah. I
or if they say, don't think nothing happening. Okay, cool. You ain't even got
to come. Okay, that's cool. I didn't think nothing. God bless you. I'm busy.
So let's say they're going back and forth with you.
Right.
Then next you know, they already know when you get here, nigga, where you going with it. So they like.
And they still ain't saying nothing the whole time.
The whole time.
Okay.
But then they get here.
Right.
And next you know, you like, you on your three of them shit. You answering the Versace motherfucker.
I got the Dolce & Gabbana robe now.
Oh, the Dolce & Gabbana, right?
Yeah, 2000.
Pardon me. Okay. 2000. Yeah. Shit, that's expensive, brother. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Versace robe.
I'm
going to
lock my whole chain of thought.
I got like four or five of them. They like 500.
Damn, Versace motherfucker. That's hella expensive. 500 for a robe?
Yeah.
And you 2000.
Yeah.
Different stratosphere.
No different stratosphere. Just
that's different, but that's about the cost of four of them.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. And that's Versace, and then you got
Dolce & Gabbana.
Dolce & Gabbana. Shit, that's crazy. Okay, but does it look better than Versace though?
Oh yeah.
Okay, they got the cool colors and shit.
Man, ain't no comparison, brother.
Okay, that's dope as fuck. Then all right,
you see me? I'm out.
So you answering the Dolce & Gabbana, motherfucker?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Just ups and tells you like, hey, I know what you on, so I'm just gonna go ahead and let you know right now, like you did with your man. So what would you do?
You'd be like, hey, it's all good. I understand. I'm not that type of person. I didn't know what was going on. God bless you in your travels because, you know, that was something I didn't sign up for. And I'm not mad at you. I ain't knocking you. I just wish you the best, but I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't know I didn't know. So ain't no hard feelings. You know
that's through the door.
You give them the
but
pound.
They gotta
boom. Hit that pound, man.
The pound, the boom, the boom.
Hit that pound. And then you see him on the way because you go crazy. Listen up, motherfucker. I didn't know that shit. Now they're going to put you on social media record. Look at this motherfucker gay nigga getting that. They're going to send you up.
Make it look like what it wasn't up.
I didn't know nothing.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you. You got your rights. God bless you.
Right.
Send you on your way. Boy and vibes.
Okay. So when's it?
Don't move with anger in a situation you know you can't, you know what I'm saying, come out of in a good light. Now, what you finna do with that?
Okay. So what do you do if they wait till they get all the way up to the room, door closed tight?
Going to Bali with fucking Russell Simmons.
He's actually back, I think, too.
Is he?
Yeah, I see.
Shout out Russell.
On TMZ
you young pussy fucking motherfucker. We know about you, boy. You're scandalous. No,
so, man. Yeah, so back to...
But, yeah, that's going to happen. It's going to be Draco season.
It's over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I just got to deal with it. And
is it just because it was in the room, or is it got to be like some action going on? Then that's what's
you're doing too
you...
much. You didn't went too far now.
Okay.
There ain't no argument. Ain't nothing. It's going to be this quiet and sneak off to the back. And I'm just going to get my ticket that right. night.
Yeah.
I catch the private flight or something.
Yeah.
I pay the bread for that and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it'll be gone.
Got crypto, bro. I got a ledger.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All praise the Most High, man.
So do you think...
You don't play with people like that.
Yeah, so do you know think that it should
you
be...
You went too far, you doing all that.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't step by the rest of this.
But they're saying, like, so if he's legally... If D-Wade's legally changing his...
I don't... That's crazy.
Daughter or...
Because they don't got the... I'm a woman. Why I gotta tell you? Like, what he gotta tell you? A woman.
Ah, bro.
Ain't that crazy?
That's insane, bro.
I don't know what to say. Y'all comment below
because,
and let us know, man.
Because he wasn't made like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
But
so
illegally... Physically, namely, whatever the hell that is.
But then, okay, so let's say they make that legal, right?
Right.
To where, like, something like that can happen. I'm not even talking about D-Wade, right, and his people. I'm talking about, like, so if somebody could do that, right, and then a man don't know, just a regular heterosexual male.
Right.
Walking down the street, he see what he thinks to be have been born a girl.
Right.
And then chooses up based off that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, like you're kind of throwing it in the air and making it seem like, because now his name's the ID is a girl, right. Everything, the whole surgery, like, yeah, everything. So then now let's say they're 2 years in or whatever talking, she still ain't told him.
And they've been sauteing.
Or even, let's just say 3 months, two months.
Coming
a month.
To that thing, sauteing it up.
Acting dumb. Woo-hoo. But then next thing you know, she like, two months go by and say, hey, I'm going to keep it real with you. I wasn't born this way. Because eventually you got to meet the family. It's going to come out somewhere.
Yeah, so
childhood pictures.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think.
So if he explodes and just kills some.
If he okay with it, he okay with it. But if he explodes and deal with it, the nigga got now guilty doing it.
But if it's legal, though.
Hey, dude got not guilty, man.
Like that is,
but I don't know. That's kind of different.
Because I don't think that was legal.
Hey, man. Go, we got to talk about something else. This shit too confusing, but I'm sorry. Because I don't get it, brother.
Because if that happened, would he be going down for murder? Or would it be people would be more sympathetic with that? Any straight man, I think, going to be, huh?
The last guy saying he got not guilty, man. So
yeah, but I don't think he was legally changed type. Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you know, D-Wade and Gabrielle Union, they got the money to get done if they want to get done. So
for sure. So speaking of want to get done,
but man, prayers for him though, bro, because that's a real predicament that you can put a real straight man in.
So you think it has to be law that you got to inform somebody that you?
I think it should be law that you got to inform that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I think you got it.
And I don't think nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so either. I'm just keeping the G. Nigga.
People might think it is though.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Oh man, what
because that should be my choice. Like if I think
but they said you in that state, they're like saying I gotta tell you that when I was a kid, I used to motherfucking got ADHD or some shit. Like, I got to tell you my business.
Hell no.
But that's how they going to play it, though.
No, hell, there's no way you can play that.
You know how they going to play it.
There's no way you can play it like that. Because think about it. Everybody can do what they want to do. If you're a man that want to become a woman, then you go through everything. You get your name legally changed to a woman. You get the surgeries of a woman.
For sure.
Then you want to self-identify as a woman. I don't got a problem with none of that.
Me either.
Even if you want to legally do it. I just think that it should be under that same umbrella. You should legally have to disclaim that to a straight man.
I think so, too.
That doesn't know that that's how you were born. You weren't born that way.
The people on that side believe that's okay to do if you got to expose all their business?
Do I think, say it again?
So the people that's from that side, gay, transgender, whatever it is, right. The whole little alphabet stuff, yeah. Do you think they're going to be okay with that they have to disclose that?
Of course not. See? Because they run the world. So
that's what I'm saying.
So it's like, I don't got to do nothing.
Yeah.
That's how they be thinking.
Yeah.
But from a straight man's perspective.
Well, yeah, of course I would. Come on, man. Please tell me what's going on. Goddamn.
Because that wouldn't be cool because if even with the name change.
But they said it ain't cool that I got to tell you all my business. Who are you?
I'm the man you're trying to date.
Hey, that's no. You better do your find out. That's crazy. I don't know, brother.
But what nigga? So here's the thing, though. What nigga, if a nigga gonna find out, what nigga is gonna say, hey, let me see it? You gotta ask for childhood pictures. That's what you gotta do as soon as you meet a girl now. You just gotta say, hey, let me see your baby pictures.
I ain't got none, they say.
Oh, there you go, right there. Your answer's
you gotta go off that.
You gotta go off that.
Yeah, just fuck it.
You gotta go off that. You gotta ask for the baby pictures.
You just got to go off that.
But once they give you fake baby pictures,
they can get them. This nigga, this 2022 nigga got metaverse.
Easily make them motherfuckers up.
Nigga make them a baby like there's a baby metaverse type and make it like that with me.
Damn. Nah, listen, man. Find somebody you want and hunker the fuck down, man, and make sure everything is
everything. That's true, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because this world is getting crazy, nigga.
It's just different. Because it's like, I'm trying to just understand it and give all perspective from their side, our side, their side. But it's like.
Yeah. But I don't think you should just be able to, like, okay, so here's.
Would, none of us
then. So, yeah, right. So here's the thing. A child molester has to disclaim that they got that.
Come on, bro. But now you're saying, like, yeah, child molester.
No, I'm saying, but they got to disclaim that they got them cases and shit, right?
I understand that, but that's a law, and he broke the law. This is like, I'm just living my life. What are you telling me? I ain't no fucking child molester. I'm just a person.
That is
you know
true,
what I'm saying? Man.
That's why them niggas be going so crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Fuck.
Shit difficult. And they ain't know what I'm saying? I know. That's a difficult one.
But I'm a felon. And when I go apply for a job,
you
in the application,
committed crimes. I'm just living my life.
That is true. Another good point.
I didn't do nothing but live. Why are you? Whoa, my personal.
Let's just give
business.
Disclaimers, people. What's wrong with disclaimers? Why is a disclaimer bad?
I don't. Is it bad? Or I think
you making it seem like they're looking at it like it's bad.
I know they will. I know they'll be like, nigga, I got to
why?
Say that. And you know they will too.
Why?
I don't know why. I think I think it'd be cool for everybody.
Man, I think that's going to save a lot of people's lives.
It's still like that, hopefully, but it's still like you that's so personal.
Let them make the choice, though.
I just saw.
So what do you do? Okay, oh, this is a good one right here. Okay, so what do you do? If the nigga thinks you are born a woman, you could change yourself to a woman all you want, but a nigga thinks that you are born a woman, he want to have kids, and then, you know what I'm saying? Then what? Because now that's type fraud.
Listen, brother, because you got to understand now, right? Some women can't have kids.
No, see, this is that bullshit. So what are they? So if he changes, do they get pap smears if they change?
What you talking about?
You know, women gotta go get pap smears and shit. That's how you find out if women can have babies and shit. They go like how men get physicals,
right?
So let's say if the man changes to a woman, right. do the OBGYN still see them?
I mean, why would they go there?
Nigga, because the nigga thinks he's with a born woman.
Right, but I don't
know. So she's saying, I can't get pregnant, right?
Yeah, I can't get pregnant.
So the next one, he's like, well, let's go to the doctors. Let's get to figuring shit out.
Okay, I go on my own. Or no.
No, the nigga
or,
going
or say, no, I've been there a million times. I can't get pregnant. What you going to do?
See, there's too many red flags in this scenario.
Yeah. Okay, but nigga in love.
Okay, but let's say he fall. Oh, man. So he fall in love, right? The next you know,
so
but thinks he's falling in love with a woman.
I don't get it, brother, because it's like, you got to tell me when I'm like, hey, baby, let's have some kids. You used to be like, I can't handle kids. Why not?
That's too diabolical.
I was just, because you know you acting dumb now.
That's too you
gotta
untold
like,
story
you
type.
Like, oh, yeah, I was a man when I was born. You just got to say that.
Just say it. Just get it out there.
Let him know you hiding shit now.
That's fraud,
but,
man.
But are you, that's my personal business.
But the nigga's asking direct questions and you're lying.
Am I lying or I'm just holding? I gotta tell you my whole life.
I guess that's not a lie to sit there and
say. Yeah, I gotta tell you my whole life.
I can't have kids.
Yeah, I can't.
Nah, man, that's some wild shit, bro. I don't even know how to respond to
that. I'm just trying because you already know, we both know that it's gonna be people from the other side that saying I don't have to indulge that information to you. They don't feel like they should. But come on, man.
So if okay, cool. So, all right, let's say you don't got to indulge none and it's perfectly legal and fine that right. You don't got to disclose the motherfucking thing.
Uh-huh.
Is it perfectly fine if he fucking figures that shit out between all your lies and then he get to killing shit?
The nigga got not guilty.
Is it fine if the nigga snap and then kill shit?
I seen the motherfucker said not guilty when he found out some shit like that.
Three, is it fine if the nigga finds out...
You goddamn right it's fine, nigga. Handle your business. Hey, nigga, don't play with me like that. Fuck you. Don't do me like that.
I don't know, bro.
It's a lot, bro.
Making a decision based off that and saying you don't know how to disclose shit. Well, if you're talking to a heterosexual male, a man, a straight man, and then next thing you know, he finds out that you didn't lie this whole time.
No, he didn't lie. He never said nothing. Asking what?
That's true. That's a good point.
Do you say, are you a man or not? No, I'm not legally boom and boom. I'm not.
Once if he asks directly, like, hey, was you a man? Before, was you born a man?
I was born mentally a woman my whole time. They gonna say that because they ain't got the... You see what I'm saying?
See, you acting too dumb.
No, but that's what they do. I was born this way. I don't... Of course not. I'm glad you asked me that. I never
felt like a man.
No, not even gonna say that. They gonna be like, I was born a woman.
Just real vague.
I was born a woman. In their brain. So they gonna tell you that and get out of here.
It's untold stories typed in.
Most definitely. And there's going to be so many people from that side that's going to be like, they didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah, bro, I ain't going to lie to you,
it's
bro.
That's a
tricky situation.
I don't
that's
know.
That's a tricky situation.
I'm trying to understand because it's so deep.
I'm married. I'm so glad. Love is slim. Y'all. Hold on.
You lucky.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz. Love is slim. Go subscribe.
I'm not. Shit me. Like I said. Listen here, brother. My bad. It should be, man.
Go ahead, bro.
And then you got to understand, in a place like L.A., and you single, and oh, my God.
Because all the women look like that, like the extracurricular with the blow-up lips and the fake, but you don't know.
Everything looks certified.
Hey, brother, I done ran into a few of them on the DM. I am telling the truth, nigga. You be like, nigga, you be in that motherfucking room like, nigga, God damn, what the fuck was I doing? Moving too goddamn quick. So they look the same. The blow up, the fake, you be like, nigga, hold on. Let me go all the way. Nigga, hold on. Why are there so many motherfuckers?
Okay, so tell me this. Let's say they get diabolical with the lies. Everybody in the cahoots, the family, everything.
Yep.
Man get married to the woman.
Yep.
All the shit. Everybody in cahoots. You don't see nobody pictures. They didn't Photoshop the whole life. Everything's fake in there. Big Pleasantville when you come in. Everything's propaganda to cater to this particular person, this woman.
Most definitely.
A man, it was born a man that was made into a woman. Legally, everything, don't got to disclaim nothing.
Yep.
Man marries.
Yep.
Right? Fuck the, okay, let's say he say you want to have kids and she say I can't have kids, right?
Right.
Then next thing you know, this nigga figured the fuck out. He figured it out, and then the guilty conscience get the best of the wife, and then next thing you know, she just exposes it to him one day.
Right.
However he reacts with the world, do you think the world, not us, Because you answered it already.
The majority of the world is heterosexual, so they're going to understand.
But it's not the majority of the world. What it is who run the motherfucking world.
We know who run the motherfucker, but the majority of the world going to understand. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's going to be the other side. It's not which run the motherfucker. So it's like, man, hey, brother.
Shit. And then the thing is like, that would, and then you would explain, like, imagine how that nigga would feel. Do you think he feels straight after he finds that out?
Of course not.
So now he got self-identity issues and shit.
He's so in
shit
love.
Ain't even the same.
This is dream woman.
Shit ain't even the same.
This is dream woman.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
I know.
Shoosh!
You see what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Speaking of goddamn reconfiguring all that.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
Yeah, because it's too
crazy.
That
was a crazy one.
We got a news clip.
I know a lot of motherfuckers out there hearing us right now. Like, I know. Shit, I don't even know.
I want y'all dialogue. Y'all comment below and give it, because I ain't trying to disrespect nobody.
Never.
None of that. I just want y'all opinion, because I'm just trying to figure it out. I just know.
Yeah, we just asking because we don't know.
Yeah, I ain't trying to disrespect nobody. I didn't, hey, but like I said, I didn't embarrass myself a few times, and shit, it is what it is. But listen, now, a mother chops off boyfriend's penis to teach him a lesson after catching him trying to rape her 14-year-old daughter, and admits she has no regrets. Do you think she was right or wrong?
Excuse me, shit.
That's dead. That's drastic now. But hey,
mother chops off boyfriend's penis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't know. I think that's Jurassic. I do not. I think the penis, that's crazy, right? Just because any man could feel getting his dick cut off. That's woof. Yeah, you know, but he's a child molester.
So that nigga.
I don't feel bad for no child molester.
So you weren't mad if she chopped his head off, right?
No.
Exactly. So.
So why would you care about his dick?
I think that's even worse. The dick mook off.
Yeah, because now he got to live with that.
She went next level and go to jail.
I mean, based off of, he could bleed out type, but he might got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, regrets.
Depending, they caught him in the act, and that motherfucker stiff, goddamn blood pumping that motherfucker. And that motherfucker stiff.
Like Brad Pitt did on World War Z, just chopped her arm off. Yeah. She just caught him like that.
Yeah, especially that motherfucker pumping blood under.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, anybody doing anything to children,
they deserve or whatever comes to them.
100. Hey, I'm not. Okay, let me not judge. Right? Because hurt people, right?
I'm judging. Nigga doing that.
Okay,
you
but
got to die.
I'm just saying, I don't feel bad if they die.
For sure.
But I'm not going to, like, that's crazy. But he must have got touched on or raped or
something.
Of
course he did.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then the sad thing about kids is when you do that to a kid, it's like, they're gone. It's very rare where somebody could, like, you know what I'm saying, like, be okay and be a functioning person, law abiding and structured and not passing on that damage, you know, when it's been done to them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And then most of the time, if they're not, if they're female, you know, they'd be extra freaky and all that early.
Yeah.
You catch him like, damn, girl, when I was a kid, you're like, oh, I figured that shit because your ass acting crazy.
Yeah,
like,
how
you learn all this early? And that's not cool. It's
I mean, I'm going to keep it real with you. Even in prison, I never felt bad for the child molesters.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now, here's where I'll feel bad. If it was a lie told on the man.
Of course.
They always try to say it was a lie. Right?
Always going to try
They're
to
always
that.
Trying to say that shit. Always. So, but for the ones that actually are being lied upon and, you know, they really didn't
that's
do
terrible.
It and they're getting they're extorted.
Like the ex-wife or girlfriend mad at them and spent them off. And
right, and they mad because the niggas don't want to be with you no more.
Things happen, man.
Yeah.
Things
so
happen.
If it's a situation where they're truly innocent, I feel bad for them labeled child molesters.
Yeah, but for
the
yeah,
I never feel bad for the ones that's in there and they really was child molesting and all that shit. Like, and then it'd be crazy because a person can molest a whole child. I think they should get worse time than a fucking murderer.
Of
you know
course,
what I'm saying?
Because that's a living pain forever.
1,000,000,000%.
Dead, gone, boom. People got to feel it. Their friends and family, but like,
right.
Nigga, you got to live with that.
And then not only does that kid got to grow up and now their self identity is fucked up.
Yeah, and they pass it on, especially a boy. They say like it's like a percentage. I don't know exactly
of men that actually get child molested on.
They start being molested or they start being homosexuals and all that
yep.
shit. It goes that route. Now you reconfigure their whole life yep. patterns. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And probably wouldn't have ever went that way if you never fucking did that
yeah,
shit.
You never know.
You know what I'm saying?
You never know. But yeah, that's crazy right there, man. What else we got on the agenda?
That's
Free?
Crazy. We went to two. That was two back to back. Come on, brother. Come on, Free. Why you had to put that one up there out of every damn thing?
Man, go up,
right
brother.
Back after
let
the other move.
Oh, yeah. Let me get on this goddamn. I never got to talk about Doja Cat. Bitch cut her hair off and all.
Oh, that's her right there?
Yeah, she cut her hair off.
Oh, Shannon, who the fuck that was?
Look how weird she
what
is.
What the?
She cut her hair off, cut her eyebrows off, and then drew some eyebrows back
on. You know
who
she looked like? She looked like old dude from 300.
Yeah, Xerxes.
Xerxes.
Look at her.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, weird.
You even got the gold earring like Xerxes.
Weirdo.
With the eyebrows like Xerxes.
Cut her all her hair off. Told you, bitch, with the wigs, boy, be weird out. They be trying to fool you.
What you think happened?
She just.
You think it's drugs?
She just schizophrenic in the brain, man. I think she just got a little problem with the upper
cerebellum. Did she just do something crazy just recently before this, too? I can't remember.
That was it.
That was it?
You know what I'm saying? Cut her hair off, and then she cut her eyebrows off, and now she... That's what I'm saying, man. These women out here wild, bro. They're wearing wigs, man. That's a behind.
Speaking of women doing crazy stuff, I see Quavo girl, Sweetie.
What'd she do?
Like, she was just on, did a little interview with another chick.
Yeah, and, the City Girls joint.
Yeah, she was talking about, like, professing her love for him and all that now and stuff. Like, she did. Thought it was going to be, like, forever type.
Yeah, she asked her, did you think that she was going to be with him and marry him? She's like, yeah, I thought he would be the one. Yeah, she said that.
Before that, but then she said she regretted it before then, too? Like, did she do
it? She regretted it. She just said she thought he was going to be the one.
Yeah.
But she over that now. She done, man, she just fucking with a little baby and shit, man. It's a rat.
Like, yeah, it's like, big. Ain't no comeback from that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, come on, man. Overwit.com.
Damn, that's insane.
Overwittery.
Yeah, man. This is, listen, man. We're going to end this one right here, boy, because this one was crazy. Like, look at the 2x1. Good click on that 2x1 right there for you. What the fuck is wrong with people, man?
Tupac looking like from Zombie out of Africa tries to recreate his look. Kill your goddamn self, you ugly goddamn scrawny neck trying to put a neck to the side. Man, get your transparent throat having ass up out of here, man. You little motherfucking rich cracker ear having ass nigga.
But bro, I can't understand. Why would you want to live the rest of your life trying to be somebody else?
You ever
seen
that fake 50 Cent dude to be in Africa? You ever seen him? Oh my God. Can you Google real quick, Free, the African 50 Cent?
But why do you want to live your whole life trying to be a
and
copycat?
And acting full dumb, though. Like, what you see the 50 Cent
Even
nigga?
The DJ Khaled dude and the other dude that look like Drake?
Nigga. Oh, I hate them niggas.
What
and
the
perky old, dirty old nigga. Like,
yo,
shut up.
Man.
Like, shut your... Y'all niggas got to go, bro.
They're ultra fanatics.
They go to images.
That is crazy.
Now, y'all going too far with the fakery, man.
Where is dude? Let me see. Is it any of them ones? Because they all look just like him.
Nah, come on, man. I don't know if it got... this nigga, like, got the 50 Cent on his back looking all jacked up.
Put fake 50 Cent lookalike.
Let's put the African 50 Cent. I'm saying.
Oh, they, they showed a real fucking coin.
They going crazy. There it is down there. The nigga with the tattoo on his back. Look, got the 50 on his back. Look at it.
Oh, yeah, I seen that one. But I thought, yeah, that was crazy. I said, this nigga's bugging.
Who did that tattoo?
I thought you were saying, like, he was trying to look like I'm in the face type.
He do too.
Oh, click on that blue one right there to the left, right by them coins with the blue shirt.
That's not him.
Oh, okay. No, up, and to the left. More?
With the Africans. No, that's not him.
Oh, that's not him? Is that the real 50?
That's the real 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
That's a roast.
Now I'm looking.
But the nigga be now there. It is. There you go, right there.
The bottom
that
right
with the blue. That's him. Down there in the middle, Free. You was on it. That's the same one. All them. Look at him. Come on, man. Look how dumb this nigga.
He don't even look like 50 though.
With the bigger, he trying to look like him. Nigga got the G Unit piece and fake piece and all that. Got the eye. Got the headband on. Nigga, it's crazy. With the
go to that
rag.
Bottom left one right there with the yellow do rag.
Yeah, that's him again. Trying to stand like him, put his hands in his pockets. Come on, bro. Why are you trying to be 50 Cent, dude?
Click on that bottom, no, top right one right there, Free, right below that one. Nope, to the right. Other one, to the right, right there.
This nigga think he 50 Cent.
This nigga's wildin'.
Why you acting that dumb, bro? You don't look like 50 Cent,
he got
bro.
Them Sean Kingston chains
he's
on.
He trying to act, them motherfuckers, Bumba Clot fake body man chain. Take that back to Ross Clot Chanel Street, body boy.
What you know the fuck?
Stop being
bro,
fake.
There's no way he thought that tattoo was going, he's
that's
trolling,
crazy.
He's trolling.
50 Cent be posting him and all that, too. He's like, he's serious, nigga. He be walking around the mall in videos and all that. What you talking about? He be acting crazy. Doing shows. He did, yeah, the Cameroonian 50 Cent. He a rapper, yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Out in Cameroon. Stop damn. It, nigga.
Shit, that's some wild shit. Why you want to go your whole life being little like that? Now, even though this is totally different, it's his son.
He
but
got
his son
like
just
son.
Like him.
He got father
I
like
seen
son.
That. He ain't getting the whole thing. But no. His son is a crazy spin twin. Obviously, it's his son.
No, he don't even rock with him.
No, he don't rock with him. But that nigga look just like him.
He look like him for
talk
sure.
Talk like him, too.
Yeah,
look just like him. Talk just like him.
Had him in the Wankster video. Look just like him. And that's crazy. They don't even get along.
Don't even get along.
Because he went with the mommy. You know what I'm saying? He don't get along with the mom. Damn. That's life, man. You know, 50 that man.
And that's episode 39. 38.
38, we still live, man.
Yeah. 38, man. You know what I'm saying? So hope y'all enjoyed
it. We got something else with the Batman fruit. Let's see what we got here. We got the guy walking in the... Look at the fake Drake nigga, man. Come on, bro. Fake Drake gets removed from Instagram and people are thrilled. Yeah, get your bitch ass out of here. Nah, I don't want a nigga to lose his livelihood, but
how many bodies did he catch where bitches thought they was fucking
especially
Drake?
Drunk white girls. Oh my God, you look just like Drake. You know, he be talking like him and all you hear he be doing a voice.
Yeah.
I wanna slap that nigga, man. Yeah. Fat motherfucking porta potty built that nigga. Stop it, man.
You know, Drake never embraced that nigga though.
Didn't Fresh and Fit have him on the podcast? Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Drake kind of embraced him. One time he called and tried to be cool. Nigga ran off. I want to fight Drake and all that. See, that's why niggas just go ahead and put a little bag on you, man. Get you up out of here playing with me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Why you playing with me like
try
I'm somebody
to get more
to play
clout.
With?
You need more clout.
Yeah, don't be getting too... All right now, nigga. Nigga, put that satchel on the back of your neck. You're going to relax.
Yeah, what are you doing about DJ Khaled looking like? Look that up, Fareed.
The nigga that the taxi driving nigga.
God did. That one, I said, this nigga's crazy.
God did.
Did the sideways, crooked mouth and everything.
God did. Hey.
Pull that one up for real.
The God did, man. Did you hear that that song, that Jay-Z verse on that
yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He went crazy.
I heard he did it in accident type too. Just went over the course.
No, it was an accident.
He said it was...
To make it that long, he probably did.
Yeah,
but
yeah. That's what he said.
He did it one take straight through.
That's from Jay-Z mouth, baby.
Yeah, yeah. He went straight through one take. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely said he just kept going.
Yep, yep, yep.
He ain't playing. He got to get that off. He like to get it off when he get it off. He ain't playing. He always looking for opportunity to get it off. That's that nigga though. God did.
Yeah, you got.
Look at him.
Look. Oh my.
Hello. That nigga tripping. Come on, man. God ain't do it for you.
Go to the videos, Marie. Go click videos. Top right.
God ain't do it for you, nigga. He did it for Khaled, not you, nigga.
God. Go. Yeah.
God didn't.
What the fuck? Go to that bottom one right there. Yeah.
And one chick that go to that one right there. No, the one up right there. The chick though, she really met him was just hype.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There, right there. I just made it. They call it. Shut your black nigga ass up.
I'm at the QT. I just ran into it.
Oh, with the walk off.
Hurry up and get the fuck out of there.
Because you get too much symmetry on the lookery. Go look at them shoes. You got them weak ass, fake ass Jordans on or something. It ain't gonna add up.
And what's he pulling off in? Yo, he wasn't. That's why he had to walk around the corner.
Another one.
Yeah. He had to walk away from the. He had to walk down the block, man. No way.
Hey, guess what, though? The jig is up.
All the way.
Stop, my nigga.
All the way up.
Y'all gotta stop these clone looking like niggas and all that. I saw a Mr. Organic nigga down there in goddamn downtown at the. No, Hollywood Boulevard.
There's a few in Minnesota.
Come on, bro, stop. This nigga. The jig is up. Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
I think I seen a few of them there.
Slim a dirty nigga, man. Don't let Slim fool you, boy. That nigga's something else, man. That nigga. Only if you know, this nigga's crazy. Well, listen up, though. I kind of saw a nigga on Hollywood Boulevard.
Nigga, he was a trendy nigga, man.
Nigga on Hollywood Boulevard and shit. That nigga got the green beard and shit. Yeah. Nigga was walking around with the dog. That little chihuahua talking about the little pit bull. Nigga was clowning, boy. Goddamn.
He had the old beard, huh?
Yeah, he had a little one-to-one Chris Brown tour goddamn merch on. Pay me my money, motherfucker. Damn.
How many people you think dyed their beard after you dyed your beard?
It's a lot.
I never seen nobody with dyed beard until you dyed your beard.
It was a lot. And especially the people that try to do it like how I do it with the feng shui. Like some people.
Did everybody that dyed their beard, did they pay homage?
Some do, but some be like, oh, you copy me or I'm just like you. You know, some weird shit. Like, come on, man. Stop.
Check like they've been doing it before you
did. Ain't nobody do the hombre with the colory, like the fadation, like the three of them. Yeah. People probably done dyed their beard before, so I'm not going to take credit for being the first person to ever dye my beard. But I know for
I think
damn
Dennis Rodman
sure,
get that one.
Dennis Rodman didn't have a beard.
Oh, he
just
did.
Dyed his hair.
That was his hair.
Yeah, he had no beard. Now, clarify it. Yeah. You know, nigga, I was driving. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all a story before we get. You know, I always got stories.
That was a
you
funny one, though, y'all. Just for y'all don't know. So I know Dennis Rodman had no beard, but he hates when somebody. Yeah.
Reggie Miller. No, sir. So listen.
When I looked that up, I said, that's a good one. That was a good one.
No one ever said that.
I couldn't even say
that.
I
never said that.
I don't know, bro.
That's crazy.
The fact that it wasn't even like, it was like a woman that said it. I said, how the fuck do you even know who Reggie Miller is?
That's a good one.
But I looked it up. I said, damn, okay, man. You got me.
But listen, I'm driving that street this other day. All right, we can end it on this, man. Speaking of that. So I'm driving the street. It had to be like, was it 2 days ago? Driving down the street. Right out, you know how people, the poor people, whatever you want to call them, homeless.
Oh, okay.
Standing on the island type.
We just call them people.
Bum. There's a bum standing on the goddamn island. Standing
you can just
there,
say,
right?
I just seen somebody on the corner.
Nigga had a sign, and I'm sitting there. I'm like two cars behind. I'm looking at him. Of course, you see the Rolls Royce. So he's like, nigga, looking at me. So he like, I'm two cars behind. And I'm thinking like, damn. I want to get this nigga some money, man.
Yeah, that's nice.
I do, you know, I do it every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this nigga some money.
When the spirit move you.
It's a black nigga, right? Mm-hmm. He's sitting there dancing and shit. Boom, boom.
Really got to give him the money, man, for
that
sure.
That nigga was dancing going hard, too. It lets you boogaloo tight, like boom, boom, boom.
Boogaloo,
boom,
huh?
Boom, 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 boom. Nigga going crazy. Boom, 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 boom. And then I get one car go by. He looking. He's still going hard. Boom, boom, boom. And he had a sign. I think he had like a Cash App sign or something, too, because he's smart. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hit his Cash App. I'm going to throw him like a hundo or something.
Yeah, Cash App, huh?
I'm going to bless him. You know what I'm saying?
They getting crazy with it.
He might be finagling, but fuck it. I'm a nigga.
They got PayPal too, Zelle?
Oh, they definitely got that.
They got all the shit, huh?
Oh,
damn.
Oh, shit. Most definitely.
So I got Venmo. They got it all.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get closer, and I'm one car behind. Nigga going hard. Boom, nigga, boom, spin around. Nigga, boom, touch the ground, get up. Boom, boom.
Damn.
He was going crazy.
Turn.
Man, listen, Soul Train. Should have hired this nigga. The 70s, though, when niggas acting crazy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Them niggas.
Yeah, all on dance floor tight.
So then
break a leg.
I get to the light. I'm right there next to him. I look. I'm trying to get his, read his cash. I'm trying to look. I raise the window down. Now, listen now.
Which car are you in?
I'm in the Rolls Royce Don, bro.
Okay, so top is off.
No, the top of it off, though, because I just got a car wash.
Okay, because I was wondering why you had the windows down.
No, I didn't have a car wash. No, no, the top was up.
Top is up, windows down. I'm just trying I want to get a good visualization.
Yep, top up, I'm pulling to the light. Now I'm trying to look to see, nigga, the Cash App. I'm about to give him a hot 100, yep, nigga. Okay. I'm feeling good about it.
You got the red tinted window, so you had to roll down.
Because he couldn't see what was going on.
Right, right.
So I hit the window, and he dancing, nigga. And I look at him, he bent down, looked, he had a sign, he looked, he said, he looked, the light turned green. And I was just about to, I'm getting the number like this. I'm looking at this shit. I'm looking. He looking at me. I'm looking at him. And I'm about to do it. He looked down. He said, "Hey, Dennis Rodman, y'all." I said, "Man, fuck you." Turned around the street and went down the street, left his motherfucking bitch ass. Driving, but son of a bitch. Oh my god, that nigga said, nigga, ooh, he started looking. Hey, Dennis Rodman, everybody.
Said, there he goes.
Oh, motherfucker. I ain't Dennis Rodman, bitch. You know?
So just a quick rewind. So when I said that about, I said, yeah, I gotta get that one to Dennis Rodman.
I got
Rodman.
Two of them because it was.
Oh, wait. So I said, I gotta get that one to Dennis Rodman. I knew Dennis Rodman had a beard.
Yeah, you know how
it
go.
So one thing when people say Dennis Rodman to him, they be like, yeah, no, because of the color. He said it was in his fucking head. It wasn't. He didn't have no beard. Spongy face, motherfucker. That's right. What he always.
Yeah, like, he didn't have on a goddamn face, nigga. This is innovative. Even though you know he gotta give props to what he did. You know what I'm saying? It was historical.
So
you know
the fact. He hate when people say that
and
shit.
Then it's just the fact how he look now. He just look crazy. Like, nigga, like, he ain't looking like this, nigga. See that nigga's pores? And like, come on, bro.
He gets so mad. A random person saying to him, he'll pull up and say, "Hey, bitch, let me tell you something. Look at this. You think today, he look like me? You think he look like the guard?"
And some people be like, "Yep." I swear to God. I'm like, "Yeah, you still do. I don't understand. What's the problem?" I'm like, man, fuck you, man. Fuck you,
I don't understand,
man.
What the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the second time?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I was already hot because on the plane to going to Vegas, I'm getting off. One nigga like, damn. Oh, he talking to me. Nigga was hyper. Little Asian nigga when I count on the plane, he hyper. Nigga, oh, what's up, bro? Oh, you fine, man. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting in first class, sitting there chilling. Like,
first class.
Yep, I about to get out, got my stuff.
So he first class with you?
No, he was a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
And he was cool, had a good energy and shit. Boom, boom, boom. Nigga, I like your outfit. Boom, this shit fly. All right, bro, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I sit down. Boom, boom, boom. And everybody get sit down. I'm sitting down, get my headphones on, kick my shoes off. You know, you gotta kick the shoes off.
You gotta
off.
Kick them off, get real comfy.
You know what I'm saying? Put the
as long as your feet don't stink.
Yeah, don't keep you good size.
Yeah.
Whatever this is, you can bend that motherfucker. Have the pillow with the pillow.
Oh, yeah. The foldable move.
That's a good.
Yep.
So, boom. Sitting down.
You can lift it up, put it down, too.
Yeah, I was ready. I'm trying to get the Wi-Fi and shit, and I look at him like, hey, man, you look like Dennis Rodman, buddy. I said, man, fuck you, man.
What'd you say for real, though?
Fuck you.
No, you did.
No, but I said, motherfucker, I like this rhyme, man. Yeah, you seen Dennis Rodman lately, man.
You gave him the normal move, the three of them.
Like, nah, man. I said, nah, look him up right now, man.
Told y'all.
Dennis Rodman never had no jewelry, man. This is a Patek Philippe, this 130, man. He never had that on his wrist, man. At his top, man. The nigga's wearing motherfucking Casio watches, man. He's still a bum, man. Don't compare this nigga to me, man.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, that's
a funny one,
shout out to Dennis Rodman, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I actually just watched the interview with him.
He funny as hell, though.
Yeah.
That nigga, if you want to laugh, go to his Instagram, boy. How that nigga be talking and shit he be doing. That nigga is hilarious. He's still one of the ones. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that, man. But it's just funny when people do that, man. Yeah, look, no offense, man. Shout out to Dennis Rodman.
But I tell y'all, just funny, watching man. It.
Let me see. The nigga is funny, bro. Like, and he a legendary dude. I just, what if you would have maintained homeostasis and not reconfigure that shit, but you got niggas wearing dresses and all that shit. Like, look who y'all don't, look what y'all talking about, man. Everybody fucking relax.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to find the dude who he did the interview with.
That nigga funny.
Cause no, he. And then the crazy part, I was gonna send it to you, but I was like, nigga, let me wait till I watch the whole shit. And he was on Jay Shetty podcast. This dude's right here.
I'm gonna watch it. Right? I'll watch all his interviews.
This one right here. I told y'all, shit he went up 10 days ago.
Was that hilarious?
Yeah. Oh,
you talking crazy?
Hilarious, bro. Oh my God.
He always about to cry like Mike Tyson. him and Mike Tyson always about to cry. I can't talk without almost crying and shit. They always do that. God damn. Both of them niggas, man.
I'm gonna text to you right now.
I want to watch that for sure.
Cause Ross, where you gonna be dying left? Cause the mental brain is just shot.
It's gone. It's nothing. He don't know nothing was going on. Reality.
He wouldn't let the nigga talk or nothing. He just
remember this Charlamagne. Who are you, man? Who's this guy here? Funny as hell.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I have no idea who you are.
I don't know.
He did that to this dude too. Jay Shetty, a legendary nigga too.
You don't be giving a fuck. You don't know nothing, nigga. Crazy, man. Nigga was stealing leggings and shit out the goddamn mall. Where the fuck is that? The Lulu.
Yeah, then he was on there. He was on Big Mike Tyson talk. He was like, yeah. I think I'm a terrible dad. You know,
say anything. Like, his kid's legendary though.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah. He's like, I just think I'm a terrible dad.
Like his daughter just got like the biggest like soccer contract ever in America. Like,
for real?
Hell yeah.
And they got his brain, they ain't got no choice but to be successful.
And his son, like, you know, his DNA of genetics is crazy. Yeah. But his son like in the league type going or something like that.
Oh, legendary.
But his daughter got the biggest soccer contract like ever for a female.
That's cold.
Cold, yeah. That nigga ain't cold. Playing now with the DNA.
Yeah, he got that brain.
Yeah, he
he got the performance of the
for like, sure.
Come on, brother. No work ethic is not that's not that's one thing crazy. He lacked, brother.
Nah, that's
one thing he never lacked in his days.
Come on.
So I gotta imagine. And his kids got the same retardation
type.
Yeah,
they already got the DNA.
Because I got that same retardation as far as just go and just get it done. You know what I'm saying? Die out there type, go crazy.
And shout out that bum, nigga. I was going to give you $100, motherfucker. I hope you're hearing this. Nigga, don't play with me, nigga. Rodman, man, fuck you, man.
Double up, man. You see him again, give him a couple hundred, man.
Nah, that was funny, though. That nigga roasted me. I ain't going to lie. Because I think, because I was putting it in the thing. And I was rolling off at the green light. So I guess he probably like, oh, nigga ain't finna give me nothing. So fuck, let me roast
right.
him. That's how I took it. I wasn't thinking saying like, cool. I think he was like.
No, I think he really thought it was Dennis Rodman.
Nah, nigga was roasting.
I think so, bro. I think
he was roasting.
Because it looked like he took a good look.
And he was laughing too.
And
like,
then he, like, bro, no, because you had a little pause there.
Dennis Rodman. Ha ha. Like he was laughing when I think on the drive. I could see him through.
No, like, ha ha, damn, I really seen Dennis Rodman.
Nah, he was roasting. Nigga tried to roast me, nigga. He thought I wouldn't give him no money.
But you say he took a good look. And then he was like. This Rodman, how
I started rolling
made.
Off.
Okay.
And I was about to shoot the bread. But I thought he was like, nigga, give me money. Fuck that nigga. Nigga, this
hey, man, it's your story. I'm going to let you tell it, brother.
Hey, that's my feelings, too.
Okay.
That's what I felt, brother.
Episode motherfucking 39.
39 for the spot.
In the chamber. Cock loaded, and we just shot that motherfucker, man.
Episode 39. That sounds like some 70s shit, huh? Shout out to the 70s.
It did sound like some 70s.
You know what I'm saying?
Big 70s.
R.I.P. Queen Elizabeth, baby.
Episode 39, man.
We up out of here, man. Keep it pure, keep it positive, man. Keep it in.
Real black man.
Gargoyle.
One of the ones. Gargoyle. Legend. Jesus. My wife. Don't get it.
Come on. Tight.
Big compliment, man. Big compliment.
Top of the movement. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.